tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Hey, my friends, welcome back. We're in Memphis, Tennessee, baby. We're at the heart of barbecue. It is Memphis in May, and we are at the iconic Silky O'Sullivan's. We're going to do two shows here. We'll be here today, and we'll be here tomorrow, and we are celebrating really what is the heart and soul of Memphis. Memphis is music, Memphis is ribs, Memphis is food, and Memphis is entertainment. And ladies and gentlemen, I wish you would give a huge round of applause for the man who built this empire that for over 40 years has been keeping people happier than they ever thought they could be. Ladies and gentlemen, P.T. Barnum would call him the greatest show on earth. Let's give it up for Silky O'Sullivan. Silk, wow, man. What a place.
You're a hard act to follow there, my man.
But
this early in the day, I'm going to have to snap back, son. Let's play ball.
Let's play ball. Let's talk about Silky O'Sullivan. The story that a lot of people don't know. You know, Silk, this man has more kingships been declared upon him than any human being on earth. In fact, let us run down some of the kingships that he has. He is the official king of the Clan O'Sullivan, bestowed upon him by the Clan O'Sullivan in Ireland, in the county where they hold court. And to celebrate, he brought in the Sullivan battleship to fire cannons. That's the power that this guy has. He is the king of Mardi Gras. Not once, not twice, not three, as of now four, but as of this year, five-time king of Mardi Gras. He is the king of Beale Street. And ladies and gentlemen, he is the king of taking care of the people that come into his restaurant, his establishment. Everyone is a king or a queen when they come to Silky O'Sullivan's.
Well, if you're not, we'll make you one, okay? I just want to let you know that we can make every man, what did Huey Long say, every man a king, no one wears a crown. But I want to tell you, first of all, Fat Man, that you came here asking me about Kansas City barbecue, Texas barbecue, California barbecue, Memphis barbecue. Let me tell you my recipe for barbecue. It's called Silky's Irish Barbecue. The first thing you do is get you about a 15, 20 pound suckling pig.
Why do you look at me and say that, Silk?
Well, I just see a little jowls sticking out here.
A little
grease want to come down your chinny chin chin,
yeah.
Which I plan to do tonight. But we take that 15-pound pig, put it on a spit. We put it over the coal in the tray. We baste it for 2.5 hours with Irish whiskey. Jameson Irish whiskey, slowly basted, one in big mops. Then you take the spit off, turn it over, baste it another 4.5 hours with some more sweet Irish dew. Irish whiskey, Tullamore dew. Now you got that pig basted good. You know what you do? After 6.5 hours, you take that pit off that pig. Throw the pig away and drink the juice. That's what we call a good Irish barbecue.
Give me that microphone. I should have known you were leading me down the path there. I was actually enamored with what you were saying.
I had you going, didn't I?
You sure did.
But those of you that hadn't eaten Memphis barbecue, last night I shocked you, didn't I?
Blew me away.
He was used to all that Yankee stuff. You know, you take a shoe and put sauce on it and make it taste good, okay? We gotta baptize these Yankees and show them what smoking, what real good Southern Vittles are all about. And I think mine are in the maybe not top five, but maybe in the top two. And that's why I call them the sipping, flipping, and dipping ribs. And that girl going out the door right now is my queen from New Orleans. She'll be back in a second, but that is one of my queens last year. She just happened to come down, so she'll be back in a minute. We'll interview her on what it's like to spend a night in the French Quarter with Silky.
I spent 2 hours out in front of your restaurant last night. You exhausted me. But, you know, I caught on to your trick, Silky.
What's that?
Where you said, here, fat man, I want you to try this dessert. And he brought out this incredible hot fudge brownie with vanilla fleck ice cream smothered in chocolate. And I'm sitting out front eating it thinking, God, Silky's such a nice guy. And the whole time he's laughing because what a promo. The fattest guy around sitting out front eating his dessert and talking about it. I see now.
Well, I knew you had a weakness.
Yeah.
And I knew that it had to be something sweet. So I went in and hit you with one of my best shots. You ain't seen nothing yet, sir. This is just only a preliminary. Wait till tonight.
Well, I can't wait till tonight. I really can't. But, Silky, let's talk a little bit about Silky O'Sullivan's history. You know, this man has done so much that most people don't know about. He's attended the Sorbonne in Paris, France. He got an honorary culinary degree from Oxford in England. Martin was used to teach there. He also got one of the rarest acceptance letters in history from Harvard. Our Harvard gave him an admittance with slight restrictions. This man has taken everything to the edge, and then some. His success is gleaned because of the size of his heart. He's done so much for charities. He's done so much for Memphis. He has dreamed dreams and asked why not. I mean, this guy has traveled the world to Red Square. He actually brought the first barbecue to Red Square. He went up to Mikhail Gorbachev's palace to try to get to him, to invite him, and was turned away only at the point of a gun by Russian soldiers. This man has taken it to the first competitive barbecue tournament in the history of Ireland. He has been one of the greatest ambassadors. He took pro football to Scandinavia, been to Ireland 75 times, and Silk, when did you have time to kind of hang out here?
Well, when the women are down here, you find me. On weekends, anytime there are women, I got my surfboard out here waiting for a wave to come by. But I want to tell you about, I want to finish telling you the story about Russia. This was about 1987 when it was still, the Iron Curtain was up. And I went over there on a PR mission, and I was cooking out there in the middle of Red Square. And they didn't have anything good to eat. The only thing they had to eat was reindeer pork chops.
Yum.
Rough, rough, rough. So I'm out there cooking them on these 55-gallon garbage cans. And there's a big crowd, about 1,000 people around watching this American cook this barbecue. So all of a sudden, this car pulls up, looks like about a 1952 Edsel, about 75 feet long, had all these antennas and everything on it, and all these guys get out with these big fur coats on. It's cold. And the guy gets out, and he's out there, and they feed them barbecue, and he looks, he's short, he's about your size. What, about 5'6"?
No, it's 5'11", but...
Yeah, well, all right.
Depends on if I'm in my palms.
All right, I lied, 5'4". But anyway, this guy comes up, and he's eating my damn barbecue, and I look at him, I said, man, he looked familiar. I said, I've seen this guy somewhere. And I look up, and I couldn't figure out who it was. And I asked this guy next to him, I said, who is it? He said, that's Gorby. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, they just came out of the Kremlin. They just saw the smoke, and they stopped. So I was over there talking to him, and I was turning around being interviewed by the Red Square, whoever it is, the KGB. And I turned around, and there's this little short guy, Gorby, lifted up my damn pit, my lid, and stole a damn reindeer pork chop.
and you let him get away with it?
Did you see where that somebody's the lid hit him in the head? Did you see that little red spot down there? So that's one of my stories of my Russian barbecue.
And you're still-
so every time you see Gorby today, you see that red spot. That's from Silky's barbecue.
And you know, the NFL has been close to your heart. Now, we were talking about this. There was a terrible incident that happened over in Scotland. It was known as Lockerbie. It was a terrible, terrible incident where those disgusting terrorists blew up a plane of innocent people right around the holidays. But that had a direct correlation on what you were doing, and it was something called the Pope Bowl. Tell us about that.
Well, Fat Man, I came up with the idea. I was up in Minnesota, and I looked out there, and I saw the Vikings. I said, wouldn't it be nice to take the Vikings back home to the, shall I say, Sweden and play an exhibition football game? So I called a guy that I knew. He said, man, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. I said, well, if I put it together, will you back me? They said, yeah. So he was the manager of the Vikings.
Just a guy.
So I got Volvo behind me, and a guy up there named Kirk Carlson up in Minneapolis owns Carlson Travel and Fridays and all those places. And they put the money up, and next thing I know, I got the Chicago Bears playing the Minnesota Vikings in Gothenburg, Sweden, a soccer stadium in 1987. I had 55,000 people show up. It was a hell of a deal. I had Ditka and the refrigerator and the who's who of the, I mean, and I was interviewed at halftime putting a game together by Al Lundquist and what's the little quarterback down out of Louisiana play for the Steelers? What's his name?
You don't mean Bradshaw.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, well, just a little known guy.
So they were out there interviewing me, and so I came back to the States and I said, well, what am I going to do next? So I said, well, why in the hell don't I just bring the Saints over to Rome and have a little football game in Rome? So as I'm sitting there, I said, now who in the, I went down and met with Benson's man. His name was, I think, Collins or whoever their PR director was, and told him that I'd just taken the Vikings on a grand tour. The first game played on the mainland of Europe. They played in London, but they never played on the mainland. I said, let's play in Rome. He said, well, who would we play? I said, well, I see now Bobby Hebert riding around in a chariot, throwing footballs up to the crowd, running around the Coliseum. And we'll have a hell of a deal up here. We'll call it the Pope Bowl. I said, well, who would we play? I said, how about 2,000 years later on the field of battle, the New Orleans Saints, the Christians, meet the Detroit Lions. And he did about three flips over the table. He said, where do I sign? Well, 2 days later, that plane blew up over Scotland, scared the hell out of everybody, and it scared the Saints away. But it would have been a hell of a game, and it'd still be. And we got other things to come ahead, though, don't we, Fat Man?
We sure do.
Silky, it's such an honor, such a privilege. We got to get your chef going here, and you'll be back with us tomorrow to finish up, because we want to talk about your political career. This man has not only been an icon in the entertainment business, but he also decided he needed to shake things up in politics, and he ran for Congress, he ran from Lieutenant Governor, and he ran for the mayor of this fine city. He's going to take that edifice called the Pyramid and do something really charitable with it. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. My friends, what better place to celebrate it than with the king of Beale Street, the king of the Clan O'Sullivan, five-time king of Mardi Gras after Pontchartrain this year. It is Silky O'Sullivan's Memphis in May, Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Memphis, baby. Right back with Chef Joe. Woo! Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from Silky O'Sullivan. I mean, we had Little Howlin' Wolf from Chicago, the most legendary blues singer alive. He was with us. Silky O'Sullivan's with us. And the most beautiful Well, you guys aren't beautiful, but you're good looking. Guys on the planet are here at Silky O'Sullivan's. We're out on the patio, and Chef Eric, Silky O'Sullivan's is more than just fine adult beverages.
Who knew? I mean, there's some fine entertainment here, obviously, but there's some fine food as well. And I got the chef of Silky O'Sullivan's with me right now, Chef Joe Catrone. I got
Hello.
That right?
Yep.
And your sous chef is Mario. And get this, Kevin, Mr. Mario Jenkins, the sous chef there.
Well, you know, his last name is very near and dear to my heart.
Yes, I know it is.
Two great Jenkinses.
He's looking at where the family tree went wrong, and right in front of him.
Well, anyway. You got all the looks and the talent, and I got everything else.
All right, so, all right. Chef Joe, what are we going to make first?
Today we're doing barbecue shrimp. It's one of our most popular dishes. It features our silky shake, and we use our silky shake on our ribs. It's our rib rub. We
right.
use it on our pulled pork. And on several other dishes in the restaurant.
So, now, you know, we do a lot of shows out of New Orleans, right? So, when we think of barbecue shrimp, we're thinking of New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp a lot of the time. Is this that type of a dish?
This is, exactly. This
All
is
right.
New Orleans-style.
Awesome. So, this is, we're going to see your take on it then. We've seen this done by a lot of good chefs, so we'll see.
Okay.
I bet it'll be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we call it barbecue shrimp. Actually, it's a sauteed shrimp.
Yeah, right.
And you're featuring, like I said, the silky shake, which is the
All right, let's do it.
The
let's
barbecue.
Get started.
Okay. We start off with about a quarter cup of liquid margarine.
Interesting. Thing. So, why margarine? Any particular reason?
Very little water in the margarine.
Right,
the
so
liquid
higher
margarine.
Smoke point, it doesn't
right.
burn as easily. So there is, I know that, like, have you ever had Drago's char-grilled oysters down there in
yes.
New Orleans?
Yes.
All right, he was actually just up here. I was here, visited them up when they were at the Grizzlies game. They were playing New Orleans a few weeks ago.
Right.
And he brought his big old truck, and they're actually doing, they're doing a different dish there. But his char-grilled oysters, he uses margarine on it as the secret ingredient, because when they stick it in the salamander to char-grill them,
uh-huh.
or on the grill.
The water doesn't splatter out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got that margarine, that liquid margarine in there.
Okay. We're going to add some chopped garlic, minced garlic.
So now I just saw you sort of drop a little bit of sort of the shrimp water in there. Is that just
thin
out the margarine, or is that just because it had too much liquid in it?
No.
All right. So now these burners get hot real
yeah,
quick.
But very hot. Okay, we don't want to burn the garlic. We put in a good dash of black pepper.
Okay.
And we add the silky shake.
Awesome. Now, silky shake, I just tried it, and it's not your typical rub. I mean, we deal with a lot of rubs, and a lot of them are, first of all, there's a lot of salt in them.
That's the thing.
And
silky shake doesn't have any salt in it. It doesn't have MSG in it, which is very commonly used in a lot of barbecue rubs.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have our own rub, the Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub, and we do the same thing. Ours is no salt or very little salt, and because they use salt because it's heavy. It's the cheapest ingredient.
Exactly.
It's heavy, and they're selling
right.
you the spice by weight.
35 cents a pound, and you're
exactly.
paying for
so,
a jar of salt.
So, you've got in there with the shrimp, and these are tail-on, peeled and deveined.
Peeled and deveined, 26-30 shrimp.
A little bit more margarine. Awesome. Now, the silky shake, which, by the way, for the folks at home, when I tasted it, you really get that a nice little bit of Italian seasonings like oregano and things like that in it, and a little bit of the touch of that allspice as well
mm-hmm.
in the silky shake. So, again, tastes very different than a typical rub, but it's excellent. I mean, it's much more refined, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it just puts out a very good barbecue flavor, a subtle barbecue flavor.
Now, I see Mario is spreading out that shrimp so that it's all getting nice and evenly cooked.
Coated.
And nice and evenly coated. And how long does it take now to get these shrimp going?
This will take about less than 10 minutes.
Excellent. And what kind of shrimp is that?
It's from the Gulf.
Like Louisiana shrimp, maybe, or something?
Right.
We love our Louisiana shrimp.
Oh,
so
sure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Most definitely.
course, the Georgia's got some decent shrimp as well. So.
All right. Okay, we're going to put a couple pieces of, we use Gambino Italian bread from New Orleans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the busiest trucks running around New Orleans is that Gambino's bread truck. And it's amazing because they've got to get in downtown through there, through the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. They got to get through there regardless of what's blocked off or anything else. So they might have to park three blocks away from wherever they're dropping off the bread.
You know what
the
second busiest truck is in New Orleans? The Bud Light truck, baby!
You know, and I thought that they had better taste. The Abita truck.
Well, the Abita truck is busy.
Really?
That would be much better. That would be much better. All right. So now what we've got is big green egg open here. We're going to be toasting off a little bit of that bread sliced up. And, gee, I'm just seeing a perfect marriage here between that beautiful sauce, the shrimp, and that bread.
My friends, you must see the shrimp. It is a brilliant orangish color. It is bathed in all these incredible ingredients. The smell is wafting. Out to the audience, the smells of garlic, the smoke over the beautiful open patio, these beautiful people, tons of Bud Light and other fine beverages. I'm telling you, it could be one place and one place only. It's got to be Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street in Memphis. And Eric, I mean, Chef, dude, this, aren't you glad you took that red eye?
Oh, I'm glad I did. And I'm not even tired. I may collapse later on tonight.
Well, you're going to collapse when you hear the invitation we've been extended to us, but I'm sure you're going to want to rest.
No, I don't think so. I'm in Memphis. I'm not going to rest tonight. So, all right, so we've got three beautiful pieces of that bread, Italian bread, sliced, ready to go. And on top of it, we're going to put some of that.
We're going to put the shrimp is just about done. Actually, it takes less than 10 minutes. And this is one of the most popular items we have here at Silky's.
That looks fantastic. And, it's different, though, from a typical New Orleans-style barbecue sauce.
Yes.
It doesn't have the Worcestershire.
No, not at all.
In there. So that's going to be this is a different take on it. I look forward to this. So I bet we're going to taste it when we get back.
More food, more fun, more celebration of the good life when we come back. Chef Joe, he is in the main zone. O'Sullivan's, called Silky O'Sullivan's. It is the house that Silky built. And we're all so proud to be. When we come back, more calories, more weight, and your belt's going to open wide, baby. Chef the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, baby. Hello, Memphis. Are y'all having fun? Yeah, baby, I love it. Who said that? You get an extra sample, sir. Although I notice you don't have your Cubs jersey on.
Right.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, that's all right. Anyway, I'll tell you what, man. Whether it's real football, New Orleans Saints World Championship football, or it's St. Louis Cardinals World Championship baseball, or whether it's, well, we'll settle down. I mean, Martin, you guys play soccer. Yeah, use your foot. Very good. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, whatever the sport, food and adult beverages brings all the people from all the worlds, from all the cultures, whether you're with Little Howlin' Wolf from Chicago, the greatest blues singer alive, or you're with Silky O'Sullivan, the king of Beale Street and multiple kingships. It's all celebrated right here. And Chef Eric, you are celebrating Chef Joe and his amazing culinary. And did you share the shrimp yet?
I have it in my hand here, and I'm thinking about maybe sharing some of this. What do you think?
I think the Cardinal needs one over here.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We got a King and a Cardinal.
There's more cooking up there. Don't worry. So, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to split this up here a little bit.
Okay.
To make it last. But what we've got is that beautiful Italian bread.
Well, don't eat it and show them how to eat it.
I'm going to split it.
Please.
Relax. Boy, everyone's a critic.
Yeah, when you're eating it all.
Everyone's a critic.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
The These are the questions we have to ask on Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, because we're in Memphis, Tennessee, baby. It's the home of barbecue, and it's the home of Silky O'Sullivan. We are here on the patio, and you ought to see this. One of the rare times you will ever see Chef Eric showing someone how to make a sandwich and not eat it himself. It is very rare. Really? And this gentleman over here is laughing. Sir, what's your name and why are you laughing?
Because you're a funny guy.
Well, have you ever seen a guy that big handing out free food?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. There you go, Chef Eric.
I'll tell you what. You know, this dish, now, let me do a little interviewing here of my own. What do you think?
That's awesome.
Now, what's your name?
Greg.
Where are you from?
St. Louis.
I could have guessed. He's got a Cardinals shirt on there. So pretty awesome.
That's very succulent shrimp there.
Do you think you could make that at home? It had like three ingredients.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, cool. There you go. It's one of the simplest dishes. And this guy's going, hey, stop chatting so much.
I wouldn't know.
Start serving. Yeah. From what I understand, it's fine.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Looks delicious.
I need to go spread the wealth now.
All right.
Yeah, do that, Chef. While Chef Eric is spreading the wealth, we're gonna take it to Chef Joe. We're gonna go on up to the stage because we're at the back of the stage and we're driving the engineer crazy because we have to walk by the speaker. Chef Joe, baby, what you got, man? It smells so good. Are you making more of that?
Okay, we're making some more barbecue shrimp because on Sundays we serve Sunday brunch. And we make shrimp and grits, and we use our barbecue shrimp.
Barbecued shrimp and grits. And I think, and I see something there that looks kind of squiggly. What is that right over there?
And another dish we make with the shrimp is our shrimp and pasta.
Huh. Man, this shrimp over pasta, or as they say on British television, pasta. Yeah. It drives my... You know, it's like, I love the Brits because they have such great names for things. You know, like, I say pud instead of pudding. I say, oh, that's a beautiful pud. And I get laughed at. I get chastised. They don't get that. We get it, Martin. We're all over that, okay? And then we got pasta. I get it. We're right there too, Martin. We're just a little skewed on football. Okay, football should not be played in shorts. I'm sorry, Martin. Oh, there you go. But, Chef Eric, this is what's really cool. The versatility of this shrimp is amazing because not only can you dip it in French bread, but you can put it on pasta. You can put it on grits. You can just suck it up and drink the liquid. Of course, that's why I look like I do, because I do that quite often. Now, if I wish you could see this. Chef Eric is actually sucking up to the she-beast, our engineer, my wife. And
absolutely.
You really, you know, you're despicable.
I know, and I'm even going to bring her more bread. I gave her the rest of the plate here.
Oh, God.
That just looks phenomenal. Now, so Chef Joe, you've got grits that you've, what kind of grits?
Stone ground grits.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't see.
That's the only kind of grits to use.
Absolutely. And if you can't find stone ground grits, don't buy the ones in the little...
No, don't buy the instant grits. No,
please,
not at all.
Please. Stone ground, are they creamy grits, cheesy grits, any...
Actually, it's just creamy grits.
Just creamy grits
with a little... actually, we add a little heavy cream to it.
Just a little, right? You know what my recipe... I've got a simple recipe for creamy grits, and it sends people into sort of seizures, but it's a stick of butter, 2 cups of grits... 2 cups of heavy cream and 2 cups of milk.
Wait,
salt and white pepper. It's a beautiful, it's an easy dish, 20 minutes guaranteed. Okay, now, we've got beautiful, and I'm going to take a picture of that because that looks just great. Get
a little lemon on it.
Garnish on it.
And the thing about the barbecue shrimp is, it's just, it's very easy to make. It's about a quarter cup to a third cup of margarine. If you just want to use butter, that's fine at home. For the restaurant, we use the liquid margarine. As I said, it has less water in it, so so it's better for our application. But at home, it can be made with regular butter. Then we throw in about a tablespoon of garlic. You could use more if you like garlic, and about a half a teaspoon black pepper.
So again, about five ingredients or so.
Yep.
Plus the secret recipe, the silky shake.
And the silky shake. We use about 2 tablespoons of silky shake.
And can they buy that online?
And that can be bought online, yes. And it's a phenomenal. It's so much, as we talked about earlier, I mean, a lot of the barbecue seasonings out there are primarily salt.
Absolutely.
And then they all have MSG in them, too, and that, I have no idea why.
Yeah, you've taken some sort of par-cooked pasta here. Was it fully cooked or just
fully cooked? Yeah.
And you've added it to the leftovers
to
of
the pan drippings.
Of the pan drippings, right, of what you were cooking before, the shrimp in. So this is our third way now on the shrimp with pasta. Fantastic. All right, I'm going to go serve some of this because if not, I may have riots on my hand.
Yeah,
I'm going to take... a spoon to serve with. There we go. And we'll spoon these out like this. Now, Kevin. Kevin's around somewhere. There he is. What mischief are you making over there?
Well, what happened, Chef Eric, is Silky, I had told him I love the Jaguar. I think that's one of the vintage Jaguars or one of the most. He had the vintage Jaguar brought down.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, it's sitting out front. And when we go into the break, you got to go out and get it. I mean, this is a car's car, man. I mean, I got in it. I was going to get in it, and I was practicing. Hello?
And then you realize we're in the middle of a radio show. And
my name is Jenkins. James Jenkins.
Yeah.
License to Kill.
Yes.
Didn't have the same effect.
No, and when you tell them you want a Bud Light instead of a...
Hey, now, wait a minute. James Bond, did you hear the latest story about James Bond? I learned this 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's actually going to go up to the bar, and he's going to order a Heineken. Heineken!
Well, you know what that comes from, don't you?
Yeah, money.
Product placement, you got it.
Can you imagine, I mean, James Bond ordering a Heine? Hello, my name is Bond. James Bond. I would like a Heine.
I don't think he'd say it exactly like that.
Well, he couldn't say it as cool as I do, but, you know, you know, every time I try to say that I'm cool, I get amazing laughter from the audience.
You're a funny guy that way.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I got to see the Jag. You didn't.
Yeah, well.
I better be careful. We got goats right over there. I got to tell you a little story. Chef Eric came in this morning before Silky's open. As soon as he walked in, the goats started talking to him. I don't know. What happens in Memphis stays in Memphis.
They're asking about the relatives back at my house.
Yeah. Eric!
I've actually got goats at home.
Yeah, he's got goats. He's got llamas. He's got a whole zoo. Look at the lady in the back waving at you, Chef Eric.
Okay.
Oh, look at him just blow by all you guys.
Let's see.
Well, you know, Chef Joe,
It's shrimp. It's
barbecue amazing.
Shrimp.
Silky O'Sullivan's was known as such a great place to get adult beverages.
Uh-huh.
You came, and look at it now. People are dying to eat here. Your ribs were amazing. The shrimp, I'm going to sit down when I can get away from all these animals. And I'm going to just savor it.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm going to wipe my face in it. It's beautiful, man. I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff that legends are made of. And that barbecued shrimp and pasta... That is
now
stuff legends are made of.
That's a beautiful dish.
Now, let me tell you, how long have you been here?
I've been here almost 5 years.
And what have you seen as far as the culinary changes and tastes of the people?
We've really grown from serving liquor and a lot of fried foods, and now into a lot of foods that are
higher end,
yeah. I don't know what you call it.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's called classy food, and their oysters here are to die for. And what's ironic is we have a little place that I shamelessly name drop because I can. It's called Mexico Beach. We have a little camp down there in Mexico Beach, which is equidistant between Panama City and Apalachicola. We're 30 miles from Apalachicola. The price of the oysters here, Chef Eric, is where are you going with the pasta?
These people have not gotten a thing to eat. They've been sitting here patiently.
Well, anyway, the prices here are 45 cents cheaper than they are in Mexico Beach for a dozen oysters.
Oh, they really?
That's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
You guys got to work on that. No, but the oysters are fresh. The seafood is fresh. Y'all really have a Louisiana kind of
flair to it.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
This, I'm just loving this. I've been tasting everything he did, and that one sauce works so well across
so many.
The board. So,
well, while you've been tasting, I've been working.
Oh, then well, there's a switch.
Well, my friends, when we come back, what have you got next for us, Chef?
Next, we have the actually it's Joe Ellen, the owner's Silky's wife. Last year or the year before, she won the seafood division of the Memphis and May barbecue contest.
And we're going to have that recipe.
And we're going to prepare that recipe.
Wow! It's all about food. It's all about world championship product. It's all about stretching the belt and the fine adult beverages all the way from St. Louis City, baby. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. How you doing, my friend? Chef and the Fat Man. My God, where has the time gone? We have had an amazing couple of chefs, and now we're going to finish up. As they say in the biz, you got to finish strong, baby.
Absolutely. So tell us about this last dish, and we can roll through it here.
Okay, this recipe was the winner in the seafood division of the World Champion Barbecue Contest.
Fantastic.
And it uses a peeled and deveined Louisiana Gulf shrimp.
Okay.
We take a bowl of sour cream, probably about a tablespoon, roll it into a ball, and wrap it around the shrimp.
Sour cream
also,
or cream cheese?
Oh, I'm sorry, cream cheese.
Cream
did
cheese.
I say sour cream?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. Thank you.
It'd be hard to grab.
We take one slice of a pickled jalapeno pepper and push that into the sour cream.
Cream cheese. See, there you go.
Hey, what's going on here? I'm sorry. Cream cheese.
We will just substitute the words cream cheese for sour cream at any time in the future here.
Okay. And we have pancetta. We take the pancetta, we wrap it around the shrimp, and stick it with a toothpick to hold it all together.
So it's kind of like, it's just like a little lollipop, like a fish or a shrimp little lollipop there. If you put it on a longer little skewer,
yeah, it would be. It's a nice little bite-sized appetizer.
BBK right there.
Look at that.
We're eating.
Then we take the shrimp.
A long time ago now. Reading.
We're going to go ahead and cook the shrimp.
I got you.
Yes, sir. That's fantastic. That's
That's 1950.
There you go. Little Helen Wolf. He's an amazing legend of a man. All right. So we've got these now on the big green egg. They're on indirect heat. And then we're going to move them to direct heat just for a little bit, just to crisp up the pancetta.
Yes. And the main thing I left out, of course, is the Silky Shake. We dusted in Silky Shake.
Ah, now you dust just the outside of it?
The outside of it.
Okay, dusted the outside of the Silky Shake.
We cook it all, like you just said, indirect heat. Let the shrimp firm up, and then we'll put it over the direct heat to crisp up the pancetta.
All right, let's see how we're going here. Yeah, we're getting some heat on that. We just put the pizza stone in there, so we may end up finishing this off air.
Okay.
At the end, but so how would you then serve that once you've got it? How would you plate it?
It's pretty much just an appetizer. It's a pass around.
Just a little pass around. Easy for a party. I mean, that takes no time whatsoever to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's about five ingredients.
And it's very, very tasty. It's got the little bite of the jalapeno in there. The cream cheese.
And I bet you could even play off of that and take a jalapeno and stuff it with the shrimp.
Stuff it with
and
exactly.
The cream cheese.
Oh, that would be
great.
Do
it the opposite way and then maybe seal it up on top with a little bit of the bacon, dust it with the silky shake and kind of have the inverse.
The reverse of it, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. So now, Kevin, I see you're stuffing your face with the...
Now that's not polite. I am sampling like you were doing.
No. Chef sample. Fat men stuff their face.
All right, whatever you call it, you know, potato, potato, I don't care. All I can say is, man, this rocks. And let me tell you something. The staff here at Silky O'Sullivan's is absolutely amazing. Chef, you've got an incredible staff working around you. Dennis has been amazing. The whole staff has been absolutely superb. Uh-huh. And how about your manager? She is a sweetheart.
Miss Vicky.
I mean, she is. She has been so cool. She has kept us in water and Gatorade. So because she, something about fat guys sweat a lot, Chevere. I didn't know what she meant by that. I didn't know. I didn't know, but she was very polite. And it's been incredible. So now you got the shrimp working.
Yeah, yep. We so now it's on indirect heat. Now you can do this with a plate setter on the on the egg. Don't ask you any questions, I can see. Now we got nice heat coming out. And that, because ideally you want to preheat that pizza stone to a certain extent. We just dropped it in, so it needs to warm up
right.
with the rest of the egg.
Yeah.
But if you use indirect heat, that'll start you out the right way. And that, the way we do that on a Big Green Egg is there's a plate setter that goes inside there. It's kind of like the pizza stone, but a little larger, and it's got ceramic legs to it. That sits right on top where the grill normally would be. You just pop that off. You put that on instead. Build your fire underneath it, and you get this fantastic, almost a brick oven effect. I mean, because you can still get that temperature up to 1,000 degrees with that plate setter, and then toss a pizza in there, and I mean, you're done.
Yeah, and the egg is going to be great for the shrimp because it's going to keep it nice and moist.
Absolutely.
It's not
going to
dry it out at all.
That convection cooking does it, and then, of course, the bacon wrapped around it helps a little bit. The pancetta helps as well, but... All right, well, let's see. Do you think we can move some of those off onto direct heat and see how we do?
We can.
Let's try it with the cup.
What do you mean, can we? Let's do it, man. I'm starving. You've been sampling. I've been, doing what I do.
Yeah. It gets hot in here. Yeah, you might want to use those tongs. Oh, hey, we got some shade for a few minutes. That's a welcome.
I've had shade the whole time.
Yeah, because you've been, chatting with the amazing likes of Little Alan Wolf and Silky O'Sullivan, and you got the easy job. We're working up here.
You're getting to work with the great chefs of Memphis.
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm picking up a few clues, and this barbecue shrimp recipe we just did is it's fantastic, and it's so different. It's similar to New Orleans barbecue, but totally different at the same time.
You know, that's what makes Memphis unique. And I'll tell you what, I tried the ribs last night. Once again, I had to. Silky made me do it.
Oh, yeah. He twisted your arm, did he?
It was painful. In fact, I almost called 911 because the arm was up behind my back so high. But I'm sitting out in front of his restaurant. Now, go figure. I'm thinking Silky's being a nice guy, you know, inviting me to have some free food. No. I'm sitting in front of his place, the fattest guy around, eating his food and bragging about it. And all these people are going by going, oh, let's go in and try that. Yeah. Nice guy. I'll tell you what, I wanted a percentage, but Dennis said, no, Batman, be thankful we even let you in here. In fact, he said, come back tonight, and I think I know why, because I saw a sign up on inside the door, if this man comes in after 10 o'clock, don't allow him.
Yeah, well, that's not the first time that sign's ever been posted for you.
Well, first time in Memphis.
The time usually changes.
Yes.
9:30, and then the Carousel Bar in New Orleans, that's usually...
Well, a Carousel Bar and Arnaud's French 75 Cigar Bar is where I hold court whenever I'm in New Orleans. And for 5 days, it's tremendous amounts of research and hard work. It's tough, but I've learned to deal with it. Well, my friends, the shrimp will be coming off the Barbie, as they say in Australia. I just met the guy that played Australia Rules football. I showed him what a real manly physique was like. And he did what everybody in the audience is doing right now. He laughed. Not that loud, Dennis. Not that loud. Well, you know, my friends, it wraps up our first of two wonderful shows here at Silky O'Sullivan's. There's so many people to thank. First, to Chef Joe. What an awesome guy.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Virginia and Dennis.
And Mario.
The manager and Dennis, the right-hand man to the king himself and the king, Silky O'Sullivan, the king of blues, Little Howlin' Wolf, for dropping by and taking part of this. But you know, my friends... The people we really have to thank are the people that make us look good like Silky and make us sound good like my wife, the She-Beast. We certainly appreciate it. Let's give it up for the She-Beast and Joellen, the wife of Silky O'Sullivan, but the belt that holds up those pants, baby. But you know, Chef Eric, we like to remind, no matter how much fun we're at, no matter where we're at, we like to remind us each and every day that the reason we enjoy the freedoms that we have today is because of our military and our first responders. And while we're on the streets having fun, they're on the wall, whether it's our British allies, whether it's our troops, no matter where they are, they're standing that wall so we can have the freedom we have. The freedom, the price of freedom, Chef Eric,
is never free.
It really isn't. Before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we'd like to remind you, show two will be tomorrow. If you can get down here, or up here if you're in Atlanta, down here if you're in Chicago. But if you get to Memphis in May, you got to check out Silky O'Sullivan's. Or, if you can't get here, go over to the Peabody, watch the Ducks. God, why anybody goes through all that, I have no idea. And we'd like to take a moment out to thank each and every one of you. The audience generates and generates all the enthusiasm that comes up here on the stage. The great chefs appreciate it. We appreciate it. We thank you so very much. Till next week, we thank you for tuning in. Be safe, and please remember to keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless.